Hey, hey, this is Julie, and you're listening to Grace Over 40, the podcast for women over 40 who want to get back in touch with who they are and where they're headed and match the faith they're wanting to the faith they're living. But this ain't your mama's Christian podcast, so buckle in for some real talk and a good sprinkle of humor, along with some faith-filled encouragement as we ride this 40s thing out together. Thanks so much for being here. Hey there, before we get started on today's episode, I want to make sure that you guys know about my new Activate Studies. I designed these for busy people who really want to experience true transformation in their lives by practically applying God's word to your everyday life and changing some of these things in your life that you may have been struggling with for years, potentially even decades, as was the case with me. I created these for busy people to be able to knock out in just a few days. They are immersive studies. You jump in there, you start taking action right away. You follow along with a workbook that I'm providing for you. And I really do feel like you can experience some true change in your life in some of these areas that we tend to struggle with. So there's two available for you right now. One is how to activate a deeper relationship with the Lord. And there's another one on how to activate your purpose. And it guides you on how to discover what your purpose is and then how to start walking in that. So if that's something you've been tossing around now that you're middle age and thinking about what the rest of your life might look like, I would love for you to go check that out. So please head to graceover40.com, hop into the shop, and check out the Activate Studies. Thanks so much for listening. Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 22 of the Grace Over 40 podcast. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I hope you guys are doing good out there. We are still in this extended quarantine situation. We've started to open up a little bit here in Texas, which makes me a little nervous, but we'll see how it plays out. I know that everybody's just really ready to get back to normal. Hopefully sooner rather than later, right? So today's episode is titled Bitter or Better. And this is something that I think is really important to talk about in our 40s, because here's the deal. We're midlife now, and we've been through some stuff, right? Probably by this point in your life, you're feeling a little beat up. You're feeling a little rough around the edges. You've been through, you know, a lot of hardships. Maybe you're going through hardship right now. Life can feel undefined. It can feel confusing at this stage. It can just feel empty and like we're just kind of going through the motions and in a rut, and we don't really know where to go from here, or how to move forward, or what to even move forward towards. And a lot of those feelings are coming from things that have happened up until now. So we've all gone through hurts. We've all gone through disappointments. We all have regrets, maybe guilt around some things that we did or didn't do. And all of those things over the years have probably built up to kind of a head, and it's contributing to some of the discomfort that you're experiencing midlife. So the decision that we need to make, really, and it is a conscious decision, whether you think that it is or not, once we start talking about it and thinking about it, you actually realize which side you've been on, if you've been on the bitter side or you've been on the better side. And spoiler alert, most of us will automatically default to the bitter side. So we'll talk a little bit about that and what we can do about that. But basically, we need to decide if we're going to let the trials that we've been through previously and or the trials that we might be going through now, midlife, make us stronger or weaker, make us bitter or better. So like I said, you will likely have defaulted to bitter, and that's just a normal response to having gone through difficult times, having been through hardships. Like it makes us feel hardened. It makes us feel angry and resentful. And it's not wrong that you feel that way. It's normal to have those feelings. But the important thing is what you do with it. And that's really what I want to focus on today's episode. And just show you that you really do need to be tuning into that and doing something about it so that you don't spend the rest of your life there. So we talked about, the word stronger or weaker. So stronger, if you use your past and your hardships that you've gone through or are currently going through to make you stronger, what that will do for you is not only it will help you get through what you're going through right now, but it will help you be able to withstand things that come your way in the future. If you choose to make your if you let your hardships make you weaker, that's going to make for a pretty dismal future, because that becomes a pattern. And then every time another wave comes at you, it takes you down again and you feel even more beat up and even less equipped to handle it. And that's not the way that we're supposed to feel. That's not the way that we are supposed to live our lives. So trials come into our lives for a reason. And the reason is that those situations are meant to build character. But here's the thing. So you can't really build character unless you go through hard times, right? You can't spiritually mature. You can't mentally mature. You can't learn and grow unless you've been through situations that have molded you that way. But going through them can also take you out or take you down. So if you don't use those as opportunities to better yourself and to get stronger and to learn from them, if you just kind of let them pull you under and keep you there, then you're really only going to spend your life feeling happiness when things are going your way. And then you'll feel crushed again when they're not. And we all are well aware that the majority of our lives don't go our way, right? There's always going to be stuff that comes at you. There's always going to be difficulty, always. So if you are only relying on happy times to make you feel happy, or you're only enjoying your life or feeling even like you can function if things are going great, you're going to have a really hard time. And so I really want to kind of reframe this whole thing for you and show you that these situations are brought into your life not to make you miserable, not to make things harder for you, not to make it feel like just everything is going wrong and nothing ever goes your way. But if you really partner with God through these things and you really examine them under a different magnifying glass and you realize that they are opportunities to grow, it is life-changing. I mean, it really just changes everything. We are not meant to spend the rest of our life being basically bowled over by every bad thing that happens, big or small. We're meant to build deep roots. And the only way you can build deep roots is if you experience some hardships. So I read an analogy one time that I thought was really cool. Wind is necessary for trees to grow. And you wouldn't necessarily think of that. You would think that basically, you know, they need water and they need sun, the typical stuff, right? But there was a study done where trees were grown indoors and they were not exposed to the elements, including wind, and they grew very shallow roots and they were very easily toppled over because they didn't ever meet with any resistance, right? So they didn't need to grow deep roots because they were never put in that position. And it's the exact same thing with us. If we just go along in our lives and everything's all, you know, dandy for a really long time, we're not building character. We're not building resilience. We're not building the wherewithal to withstand the hard times. And so when something just comes out of the blue, it can really derail us and just take us out. And sometimes, you know, you hear about people, millionaires are brought to mind. You know, they have what appears to be this great life, all this money, anything that they could ever want. And then, you know, tragedy hits or they lose their money or whatever, and it takes them out. It takes them out sometimes permanently, where they just can't recover from that because that their whole persona was wrapped up in that. And that was where they got their happiness from. And their roots were in something that was fleeting and temporary. So we need to really embrace the opportunity to build these deep roots and see situations that we go through that are trials, that are hard, as times to really dig deep and build those deep roots for our future. So obviously the way to do that is to partner with God. He never promised that we would not experience hardship, but he did promise that he would absolutely bring us through it. So these are not only opportunities to grow ourselves and to grow emotionally mature and mentally strong, but we were designed to need God in these circumstances. And so if we don't cling to him and to try to get us through these things, then we are relying on ourselves to do that. And that's not how we were designed. And we cannot usually pull ourselves through something like that without his help, at least not in a full, whole, joyful way. We might be able to get by or, you know, make it through, but that's not the idea. The idea is to flourish on the other side of a trial. The idea is to be able to help people now that are going through what you went through, to be stronger. So like I said, the next time that, you know, that wave comes at you or that trial comes at you, you not only feel more equipped to deal with it, but you can look back and say, hey, I went through ABC and came through it for the better. So this is just a temporary situation. No storm can last forever. And while I'm here, I'm going to build those deep roots. So why is this so important right now in our lives? Because this is kind of our second chance, right? We're in the middle of our life, thus the term midlife. And right now, we can look back at all of the things that we've gone through. And we probably do have some bitterness, and we probably do have some regret. But it is the perfect opportunity to say, yeah, I didn't do everything the way that I wanted to. And yes, I'm going to make some mistakes going forward. But I'm also going to make the decision right here, right now, to do everything I can to try to make this next half the best half. And one of the best ways that you can do that is to decide to use trials that you've been through either in the past or that you're going through now to make you better instead of making you bitter. Because once you have those deep roots, if you think of like an actual tree, like the tree I was referring to before that has shallow roots. Well, as soon as you know, something comes along that's difficult to handle, just like that tree, you're going to topple over. And a lot of people live their entire lives like that. And I want to help you get to the point where you understand that when these things come, all you're doing is building deep roots right then. You're getting through it. You're leaning on God. You're using it to your advantage instead of using it to make you bitter. You're using it to make you better. So I really hope that you take this to heart. It is difficult. It is always going to be difficult when hardship comes our way. You know, it's not one of those things where when you start thinking of this and start trying to apply it to difficult situations that, you know, you just have a smile on your face and you're like, yes, trial, that's awesome. Now, some people do get to that point. I'm not personally there yet, but I will tell you that having been through the things that I've been through in my 40s, which was a lot of hardship, that now I do know that it's going to be okay. And I do, the first thing that I do is reach for God's hand and grab a hold and say, all right, let's do this. You know, I'm ready. Show me how to do this. Help me get through this and give me your peace in the process. And that's how you build deep roots. So I hope that this has been helpful for you. I hope you guys are doing great out there. I hope we all can get back to normal soon. And until next time, be blessed. Hey, I just wanted to take a quick second to thank you so much for listening to this episode of Grace Over 40. It just means the world to me that you're here. I also wanted to invite you to please follow me on social media. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest as Grace Over 40. I would love to have you join me there. And I really love also getting emails from you guys. So please feel free to shoot me an email at julie@graceover40.com. Also, if you're enjoying this podcast, would you either share it with your friends and or take a second to just go leave me a quick rating and a comment? Doing those things helps me get my message in front of even more people, and it would just mean the absolute world to me. So thanks again for being here today, and I will see you next time.